This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. The United Nation in Wisconsin is offering services for casino employees who may need to speak with a counselor as the tribe and surrounding community recovers from a deadly shooting. On Saturday night, shots were fired at a restaurant at the Oneida Casino's Hotel and Conference Center in Green Bay. Two people were killed, one injured, and the suspect was shot by police, according to the Brown County Sheriff's Office. Oneida Nation officials in a press conference Sunday expressed their sadness to the victims' families and are offering support to casino employees as a multi-jurisdictional investigation takes place. Chairman Tahasi Hill.
We've done our best to pull together as the Oneida Business Committee and our senior management to make sure that we're providing our employees the best response we can at this time. And so again, we're just trying to make sure we have a balanced approach to recovery from the situation, making sure we're taking care of the physical health and safety, making sure mental health is being taken care of, and also spiritual health. So we want to make sure we continue to move forward with a balanced approach to recovery from this terrible situation.
Vice Chairman Brandon Stevens says the tribe has received offers of support from federal leaders and the White House. As of Sunday, the tribe was still getting information about the shooting and coordinating efforts with employees. Stevens says the tribe will be evaluating its emergency response as previous active shooter training drills helped play a role in the incident. He says safety is of top concern.
We wanted to make sure that our community, as well as the broader community, understand how Oneida Nation handles the situation as a family, as a nation. And we want the broader community to understand that we will continue to do our best. Our most possible resources will be dedicated to the recovery and long-term impacts, not only to the families, but to the broader community as well. We want to make sure that Northeast Wisconsin is safe, that we're working continually with the local agencies and municipalities, that they understand that we need to work and continue to work together on incidents and to prevent incidents like this from happening.
Investigators believe the shooting was targeted and not random. The sheriff's office is expected to provide updates Monday. The casino is closed as the investigation continues. Counseling services are being offered on-site with no appointment needed or telephone resources for anyone wanting to call from home. The Menominee Indian Tribe has scored another legal victory in its fight against Canadian firm Aquila Resources and the company's plan to build the Back 40 mine on the Michigan-Wisconsin border. As Danielle Kading reports, a Michigan judge has sent the company's mining permit back for further review of the project's potential impacts on groundwater.
Aquila wants to mine primarily gold and zinc from an open pit near the Menominee River. The permit is one of several needed for the project. The recent ruling is linked to a January decision by a Michigan administrative law judge who revoked a wetlands permit for the project. The judge found Aquila's groundwater model is not reliable enough to identify the mine's impacts on wetlands. Earth Justice attorney Gussie Lord, who represents the tribe, says experts for the tribe and state found Aquila underestimated the mine's impacts to groundwater.
The projections, for example, for groundwater levels were off by as much as 10 feet, which is, makes a big difference for wetlands impacts, surface stream impacts.
The recent ruling means an administrative law judge will reconsider testimony and evidence to determine whether the mining permit should be upheld or denied. Both Michigan environmental regulators and Aquila Resources declined to comment on the ruling. Menominee Tribal Chairman Gunnar Peters said in a statement that the tribe will not stop fighting until the water and sacred sites are protected for good. For National Native News, I'm Danielle Kading.
And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the Center for Indigenous Cancer Research at Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center, dedicated to cancer research, medicine, and cancer care for Indigenous population. A no-charge online risk assessment tool is available at roswellpark.org/assessme.
This reminder to get your COVID-19 vaccination is provided by the Association of American Indian Physicians and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, who support this show. Info at aaip.org or cdc.gov/coronavirus.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.